Jason Weening wants to help dads everywhere. He has a website called heydads.ca. He blogs, and now he's writing some books specifically for young men. He's joining us right now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're originally from our area here. You've moved out west, but one thing that you haven't left behind is your burden to help dads. Tell us a little bit about heydads.ca, first of all.
Sure. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, we moved from the Barrie area about 6 months ago out to Saskatchewan. And really, I just have a heart for dads to be intentional with their kids and with their marriages. You know, I think family and marriage is under attack in our culture today, but it's really the foundation of a strong culture and a strong society. And so we have 10 kids. We're a little bit crazy, and we love our kids, and I love family. And I just want to encourage dads to really be intentional in our most important organization, Todd. Lots of guys perhaps think that work is their most important organization, but I truly believe that under the roof of our own homes is our most important organization.
Well, with 10 kids, I would say you do have some experience to draw from, for sure.
It's a small organization, yes.
Well, and now you've branched out a little bit and you've done some writing. Now, specifically, these books have, I would say, a target audience. Can you tell us about Danger in the Jungle?
Yeah. So my kids love to read, Todd, and they've read, you know, Focus on the Family as Imagination Station books. They've read all those books. My boys have read all the Hardy Boys books. And there's just, we were looking for more books for our kids to read. And you walk through the chapter store or whatever and look at the fantasy section for kids, and it's a lot of vampires and witches and like horror teddy bears. And we were just like, is there some good things for our kids? And I'm like, maybe I can write a book. So I knew my boys liked dinosaurs. They liked adventure. They liked short chapters. They liked mystery and action. And so I'm like, okay, dinosaurs, Jurassic Park, Hardy Boys, Indiana Jones. Those were some of the sources I was trying to break through for this book for 8 to 12-year-old boys. So I have three boys. They're 5, 10, and 12. And my 5-year-old actually really likes these books just because they're full of adventure. They're about men engaging with boys and having adventures together in the jungle. And there's villains and there's Tyrannosaurus Rexes come crashing through the jungle. And so that was the whole area I was going through to get boys interested in reading and wanting to sit down and have an exciting story to read. That also included relationships with older men and like mentor type figures.
Oh, okay. Now the first book is already out and ready to read, and there's going to be a couple more coming this year, right?
Yeah, I hope so. So my plan is that it will be a trilogy. And the first book is out. It's on Amazon. It's also on my website, heydads.ca, that people can get the links for it. And it is the first of the trilogy. I'm about halfway through writing the second book and hope to make 3 and keep the story moving here.
Perfect. Now, in your experience, what are the most challenging things that young boys deal with these days?
Oh, man, Todd, we could talk a long time about that. Actually, as part of my Hey Dad ministry, I have been speaking to parents about pornography and how to talk to our kids about pornography, and our young men especially, giving them phones. You know, we just have to be intentional as dads and as parents to be bringing up these conversations about sexuality, about pornography, you know, and kind of the doorway to that stuff is Snapchat and Instagram, TikTok. All these things are kind of gateway drugs to getting into that. So, man, parents, moms, and dads, God has given us the influence to talk to our kids about this. And we've all made mistakes, and that's okay. But don't let that stop you from engaging with your kids and trying to set them up to win in their marriages and their families, and especially our sons these days. They need moms and dads really being intentional about bringing up some of those conversations.
The website is heydads.ca, and there's a separate website called reptileriders.com. But is there any other way to connect with you, Jason, and see what you're up to?
Yeah, that's the best way, is heydads.ca. The book is there. My blog is there, and I'm pretty active on Facebook, putting out reels and my podcast to encourage dads to be, to encourage men to be better husbands and better fathers. So it's all at heydads.ca.
Jason Weening, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
I appreciate it, Todd. Thanks for you guys and for bringing your Christian music to Central Ontario.